Okay. We got some questions that we got from the phone. First question is, what were your majors at Emory?
Amy, you want to tell your major first?
I was a religion major and an English major.
I was an English major. Just an English major.
That's it.
Okay. Next one, when will your new LP be out, if you
tell me? Tomorrow in all the stores. We're doing demos this summer, and then in October we're going to record it. So regardless whether or not we get signed, it'll be out probably in like November.
That's what we're shooting for.
We're shooting for that.
If we need more time to be creative and write new stuff or whatever, well, then we'll take more time, but
yeah. But we'll write new songs, and like if you come hear us, we'll have new stuff so that you don't get bored.
Okay, well, another one. Are you influenced by Aria Heap, especially?
I think that's a joke question.
I'm really good. I'm really good pronouncing.
Well, we could be.
They're rolling in the back.
I'm influenced by Uriah Heep.
Subconsciously, I think I am. I am.
I play guitar like Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep. I like that. That's a cool name. I have a band called Uriah Heep.
They already have one, though.
Oh, you're real.
That's why we were influenced by them, subconsciously, anyway.
Okay. Another one was said that... please do should have crossed your path, and it says, she also, or whoever said, can you guess who's requesting it and saying,
I know who requested this song.
Who?
Marisa.
Is it, you think it's Marisa?
She's out there. Marisa's out there.
Hey, Marisa. Hey, Marisa. We're probably not going to do that one because Dee Dee's not here, and that mandolin part is, don't you think?
Yeah, Dee Dee Vogt plays, Dee Dee Vogt's with the Paper Dolls, and she plays bass and mandolin with us a lot, so... Some of the songs just aren't the same without her, but thanks for asking for that one.
Yeah.
All the phone lines are still ringing. Yeah. This is so exciting.
Should we do another song before we have questions, or what?
Remember that time we played a radio show in Alabama and people were supposed to call in and ask questions and there was only one question the whole time we were there?
And what was it?
And it was...
something really funny.
Yeah, I don't remember. Anyway, so this is beautiful.
Another thing down there is Troy.
Troy?
Yeah. I guess that's
by Sinead O'Connor?
I guess so.
Or Tori?
Tori.
Tori?
No, Troy.
Troy? Do they want us to play Troy?
Is that a song?
I don't know. It's just
you play it, Amy.
Must.
I can't.
Tori's some...
Well...
I don't know. I'm learning about Tori's.
Do you want us to play a song?
I don't mind. I can talk. You can talk.
Well, whatever. We'll play a song. What do you want to do?
Do you want to do a new one?
You want to do Thin Line?
Yeah, let's do Thin Line. This is a song by a friend of ours, Gerard McHugh.
Gerard is a songwriter in town, and currently he's with a group called the New Mongrels with some friends of ours. Haynes Brook is also in the group. They like to howl a lot. They're happy men. And they're going to be at the White Dot, oh my God, on the same night that we're at the Cotton Club. So you can see two shows in one night. The New Mongrels will be at the White Dot. And that they're really incredible. So,
yep. Uriah Heep. This song is called Thin Line.
And Gerard wrote it.